Okay, it is now time for the gut check. And we had a whole group of kiddos in here with their fearless leader, and they were doing stuff for Youth Group Spotlight. They've been hanging out in the studio with us. And so now Joe Silva of Experienced Church in Defiance is going to go ahead and give us our gut check. So Joe, we're going to go ahead and turn things over to you and let you give us the word.
Awesome. I'm going to be speaking and just kind of sharing out of Psalms 34, verse 18 and 19. And it's such a verse that cuts right to the heart, cuts right to, I believe, what everyone's facing, and that's battles. I feel like every moment of my life has been consistently battles that I've had to overcome. Battles that maybe are within and battles that often are without. Battles from relationships or battle from just soul struggle battles, right? And so my heart is to really, if you're listening today, is to help you get battle ready, to help you be able to face those battles and fight those battles. And whether that's relationships, whether that's going on inside, maybe it's a battle that no one else knows that's going inside of you. Maybe it's a battle that's evident. Maybe it's a battle that you created. Maybe it's some struggles you've been facing. And so my heart today is just to kind of help you get battle ready. So when there's a battle coming, because the word of God says there's battles always coming. And I actually want to read this verse in Psalms 34, verse 18 and 19. It actually talks about the battles as us Christians, believers, those going after Jesus will always face. And it says this, it says, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit." I love this scripture so much. The next scripture says this. It says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of all of them." And so that just tells us as Christians, as believers, if you're listening here and you're following God and you're facing a battle, they're never going to stop. I've been serving God for like 15 years now. They've not stopped yet. But I know this, God always shows up and rescues me out of every situation, out of every struggle. And here's the great thing about God is that he will often show up in that moment where I'm ready to give up. And so if you're listening and you're like, man, I've been battling, I've been in a spiritual battle, a physical battle, emotional battle, just hang on. Just don't stop pushing. Don't stop pursuing God, because oftentimes it's that moment where God's going to break through is when I give up. And so if you're in here and you're listening, you're like, I just really want to give up. It's been hard. It's been difficult. I promise you, just hang on and wait for his strength. I really believe that his strength is more than enough in your life. And the Bible says that often throughout scripture, that his grace is enough. His power is enough. And there's been moments in my life, I've gone through a lot of loss. I've gone through a lot of tragedy in my life. And I really credit to God that he's been able to bring me through those afflictions. And some of those afflictions have been the loss of a child. I've lost a child before. I've lost a brother, a really close brother to me when I was young. And all those times of those afflictions that have happened in my life, they've been hard. They've been difficult. They've affected me physically, emotionally, spiritually, relationally. And I'll tell you this, in every moment, God's always brought me through it. I've never been able to feel like, man, I'm completely down the ground. I don't have to get, I'm done and out. No, God always shows up. And I love it because his timing is always right. And so if you're in here and you're listening and you're in your car, maybe kind of just wrestling with God, maybe you're upset at God, I just want to encourage you, just don't stop. Actually, I believe if you just hang on and just wait for that, maybe another day, wait for another moment, he will show up. If you just wait and hear his voice, his strength and his power, it's inside of you. So I love the word of God because there's always empowerment in us as believers that we have this living spirit inside of you that says, don't stop, don't quit. And so if you just stop and pause right now and allow, just hear that voice that's inside you, the Holy Spirit, I believe right now he would tell you, just don't stop. Just keep moving forward. Maybe you're hanging on with just your nails. You're clinging on. I promise you, it'll tell you don't stop. We actually have a spirit that's unstoppable. The spirit that's inside of you, the spirit that Jesus gave to you as a gift, is unstoppable. It cannot be stopped. And there's more strength inside of you. You just got to listen. There's more power that you've not experienced. There's more strength that you get to tap into because the Holy Spirit is living, breathing. So if you're in here, I just want to repeat that first verse. If you're in here, it says, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. He saved those who are crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions, many are the battles, many are the struggles that you're facing, but the Lord delivers him out of all of them." That's the promise I want to lean on and want to encourage you today, that no matter what you face, whatever conflicts you face, doesn't mean you're far from God. It actually means you're closer. It actually means you're pursuing him. It actually means you're on the right track. And so if you're facing conflict, I promise you, you're on the brink of a breakthrough, because many other afflictions are not going to stop. But man, there's an unstoppable force inside of you. I think if we get that, man, we can be battle ready that comes our way, anything you face in this life. I want to pray for those who are listening right now. And if you're in here and maybe that's connected with you, maybe you're listening to this, you're like, maybe you're on the verge of giving up. I just want to pray that God will strengthen you. So let me pray for us. Father, we just thank you so much for your unstoppable force that's inside of us, the unstoppable Holy Spirit that gives us strength to battle, gives us strength for the war, that gives us strength for every affliction, for every struggle, And so I pray right now, if those of you who are listening and you're wrestling, that I pray right now the Holy Spirit would just strengthen you in your inner core, that you would be able to respond with the unstoppable force. Maybe the enemy is pressuring you and tempting you and trying to get you to fall or get you to fail or get you to quit. I pray that the unstoppable force would have the final call, the final answer over your life today. That faith would rise up, the unstoppable faith that's inside of us as believers will not give up, because the Father, you say that many are the afflictions, many are the battles, but you will rescue us from them all. And I thank you, God, for just rescuing our souls, rescuing us from every affliction. And I pray that there would be end of this moment, the end of this day, wouldn't be a defeated day, but actually a day that you deliver the listener, deliver your son, deliver your daughter, strengthen your son in this moment. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Once again, Joe Silva of Experience Church in Defiance, along with the Experience interns and part of the Converge Youth Group as well. You know what? We're going to throw open the mics too here, and if the kids want to chime in on anything as well, we'll just throw open all the mics and stuff like that as we're talking a little bit more with you guys. So thank you, Joe. Amazing word. You and I need to talk, bro.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Because some of the stuff that you were saying, I'm like, I just read this morning. So this is awesome. Anyway, so Experience Church, where are you guys located?
We are located at the Defiance YMCA is where we worship.
Yeah. And then can you divulge this information as far as the move, or is that like hush hush yet?
Oh, yeah. No, it's okay. It's open. Yeah, okay, we are, cool. are so excited.
Yes. God's doing. Tell everybody where you're moving to, because okay. I found out this out. I was like freaking out.
Yeah, you're freaking out. So yeah. I'm freaking out still. It doesn't seem real. So we've been setting up and tearing down in the YMCA building, and God's been moving and we've been growing. So we've really outgrown that building, and it's kind of really forced us to find bigger space. So we actually, our church is renovating the old Elder Bierman inside the Defiance Mall, and God is moving. We're so excited. We're actually, the goal is to get there about mid-November, and we can't wait. So we'll have a permanent home for our church to worship.
That is so cool. So excited about that. Okay, so you guys, as far as Converge and Experience Church and stuff, the youth group itself, I know that the kids were telling me as we're recording a really cool new series that you are going to be embarking upon about movies. So tell us about the idea behind that real quick.
Absolutely, yeah. So every second Wednesday of every month, we come together and worship and connect with God and worship God. So we're actually starting a brand new series. Don't want to miss it. And basically, at the movies, it's all about unpacking some spiritual truths that are in movies, seeing those spiritual truths. Truths kind of happen. I really believe movies tell an awesome story, and it's been a great opportunity. So we're gonna be having a story that I can't tell you the movie we're gonna be unpacking, but it has an amazing spiritual truths that I believe are gonna help us and help all of us as students, and as we're going through different afflictions, going through struggles, that movies just set it up. I believe God just sets up movies to help us communicate his truths, communicate his word of God. So we're excited. It's at the movies, it's happening.
Okay, so remind everybody as far as when you guys are meeting for the summer, and then maybe even possibly mention fall too, because I know there's summer times and fall times and stuff. So again, where are you located as far as how often you guys meet and then your hours?
Yeah, so we actually have small groups. We just believe in relationships, and so we have a bunch of students. So every Wednesday this summer, we're going to be connecting in houses, and we're going to be going after Jesus, having a lot of fun. And so you can actually get connected that way on our website, experiencexchurch.tv/small groups, and you can get connected to small groups there. You can go on our website, and then also, so all of our students, we gather once a week, in small groups on Wednesday nights, and then we gather once a month on second Wednesday. All the small groups come together, and we just worship God. We get crazy about Jesus, and so that's happening. It's the second Wednesday of every month at 1340 West High Street in Defiance, Ohio, and so we'll be there ready to hang out, worship God. God just shows up. God's been showing up in our ministry. We're just so thankful he's moving, and we've seen so many students come to know Jesus in those moments. And so if you have a friend that maybe doesn't know Jesus and needs to connect with him, man, bring them. He's going to have a lot of fun. Our goal is that he's going to meet Jesus. And so our students, man, we get excited because, man, God's glorified. And so we'll be hanging out there this summer. So, go to our website, xchurch.tv/experience students, and find out more information there. We'd love to have you and connect with you.
Fantastic. I was just going to ask you about social media and stuff like that. So is it just a website, or are you guys doing Facebook or Instagram?
Yeah, we're on Instagram. That? Great question. Yeah, we're on Instagram at Experience Students.
Okay, excellent. All right, Desiree's like motioning stuff like that. Anything else? Anybody want to add? Okay, we good?
Yeah, I think we're good. Yeah.
Okay, kids, say hi.
Say what's up.
Everybody, hi.
Hi.
I let you boy.
All right, so thank you guys for coming in and sharing your hearts and stuff like that. These kids did amazing. I asked them some really hard questions, and they brought it. So this is going to be cool when we actually get the youth group spotlight. So thanks, you guys. I super appreciate you coming in and hanging out with us a little bit. And, we just wish you guys all the best.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll be able to network more. So, all right, experience. Experience Church in Defiance. And once again, the website?
xchurch.tv.
xchurch.tv. If you're in the Defiance area,
come
check them
out.
Yep, absolutely.